from the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? I'm Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here on a Saturday night, and hour number two is off and running. We have got a lot to get to. If you missed hour one, of course, the podcast is available anywhere you get your Kevin McCullough podcast, be it Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Amazon Podcasts, Audible, Spotify, you name it. We are there, and friends, more people than ever. In fact, I was just looking at some of the numbers on Friday. We are averaging, so 2021 was the all-time best podcast year for us, and we, you know, went past the 2 million podcast listener mark. We are on pace to go past the 4 million podcast listener mark this year if we just stay at the same growth rate that we're at right now, and I think we're going to continue to grow. So anyway, those of you that are doing this on demand on your time, thank you for taking the time to do it. And again, you can get the podcast almost anywhere you get podcasts. Radio Night Live, in hour number two, we always feature the Ladies Lounge, and tonight we've got a great lineup. Go to the big board for a second, Nick. Let's pull up who we've got on in this hour. We're going to talk about three different things. To the far left of your screen there, Carol Markowitz from the New York Post publicly announced that she's moved to Florida from New York. Why did she do it? What is her intention in making that proclamation public? And why was it important for her to do that? I want to ask her about all those things because I find it to be a very fascinating conversation in light of the news of last week with the vaccine mandate going down and the filibuster going down and the mayor in New York City saying that they're going to let non-citizens vote and the district attorney in Manhattan saying he's not going to prosecute certain crimes, etc. So that'll be interesting. A good conversation. Kristen B. Tate will also be with us this hour, and Kristen is going to talk to us about what's going on, not just in the economy, but there are some really big problems as they are concerned in the major cities of America, and we're going to get to that with her. And then before we're done, Jane Ann Benaira back with us on Radio Night Live tonight. She is going to make a periodic visit from time to time to help us understand a little bit more about fitness and wellness in 2022. And she's got something. I'm curious to ask her about this, the peanut butter meditation. I have no idea, but we'll get into that before we're done. And then Toby Mack is back on the spotlight stage before we're done. So that's all straight ahead. Let me give you a breaking news update. Down in Texas, the kidnapper, the hostage holder, has now been dubbed Lady Al-Qaeda as the sympathizer that is now holding a few hostages there in the 6100 block of Pheasant Run Road. In a synagogue near Fort Worth, Texas, law enforcement officials have facilitated the release of one hostage, but three others are still reportedly inside. All the residents in the immediate area have been evacuated, according to officials. And the police department posted an additional update stating that the situation is ongoing and advised individuals to avoid the area. According to ABC News, the rabbi and three others are being held hostage at the synagogue. And currently the Colleyville Police Department is the one that's handling the ongoing negotiations, etc. They've confirmed that no injuries are currently reported, but this is still a very tense situation there in Fort Worth. And lawmakers and others from across the country are weighing in on it, and our thoughts and prayers certainly are those with the hostages tonight. And I don't know who this Lady Al-Qaeda is, but I sure would love to see some presidential leadership here. I think it would make a huge difference. So we'll continue to monitor that as the evening goes on. I want to get to a couple of other things. Put up the New York Times headline for me there, Nick. This came across this afternoon. In places across the country where we were really afraid that the Omicron variant was going to do some damage, and I was be perfectly candid, never really that afraid. But people were saying, smart people, you know, people like Dr. Fauci were saying that we needed to be very worried about this. In these cities, Cleveland, Newark, Washington, just a handful of cities where it was really, really bad, it's already peaked and it appears to be on the downward slide. New York Times reporting that new virus cases are slowing in U.S. cities where the Omicron first hit. And back out to me here, Nick, the important thing about that stat is that this is exactly how it went down in South Africa. So I would say over the next couple of weeks, we're going to see a complete subsiding of Omicron pretty rapidly. And that's going to present a very interesting dynamic moment, because there's a couple of other things that have happened here in just the last little bit. Number one, in New York State, they have decided that they are no longer going to require hospitals to turn in health data on COVID anymore. Before, they have been requiring every day an update. And there are some 12,000 hospitalizations right now going on because of COVID in New York State. And not they had COVID when they got there, because they got there where they were in a car accident. I'm talking about COVID causal distress that is putting them in hospitals. There's about 12,000 of those. Now, the degree that any of them will die is increasingly less likely, because we are seeing increasingly fewer deaths by the second due to COVID itself. As I made mention in the last hour, the CDC director, Rachel Walensky, came out last week and publicly announced that the COVID death rate in America, if you go back to the beginning of the crisis, the COVID death rate is 75% of those who have died because COVID was at least partially the cause. 75% of them, three out of every four, had no less than four comorbidities. Four. Not one. Not two or three. 75% of them had four. 75% of the 800,000 deaths that have occurred in America had four comorbidities or more. Now, think about that for a second. Of all the people that have had COVID, thank you, sir. Of all the people that have had COVID and did not have comorbidities, but we've been scared out of our minds by Fauci and the like to be worried that this one virus was going to take us down. I would be interested to know how many flu deaths, deaths from the common cold, deaths from other viruses in the last year also had a high level of comorbidities if the virus was present at the time of death. I would like to know that. I think it's a fair question to ask, because we have shut down the universe and tried to turn it back on. We have disrupted the life of every child on almost, you know, every piece of soil in America. We have put small mom and pop companies out of business. Thank goodness the Supreme Court said to the administration last week, you're not going to be allowed to co-opt the private sector to be your own, you know, private Mussolini muscle. Fascism is when you force the private sector to do the government's bidding. And that's what this was basically going to do if the mandate had been allowed to stand. They were shut down remarkably soundly. 6-3. Big win for freedom. Big win for choice. Big win for rights of the individuals and for the business owners and for the employees in America. But all that to say, we've not been told the truth. And we're starting to understand that, because the people that haven't been telling us the truth are now starting to. They're now starting to tell us that only half the people that are reported as hospitalizations are even there because of COVID. They're there for other things. They're there because they had a heart attack, but then they were tested and they were asymptomatic for COVID, so then they count them as a COVID case. They slipped and fell in their basement, and they're going to get, you know, an eye patch And because they test positive for COVID of some variety, they're a COVID case, even though they're getting their elbow fixed. This is the problem. So the truth in all of that, it's been a rough year. I think we're going to need some good stuff. I'm looking forward to the Ladies Lounge tonight. Carol Markowitz, Kristen B. Tate, Jane Ann Benira, all straight ahead coming up in the Ladies Lounge here on Radio Night Live. And then we finish out the hour with Toby Mack. And I think you don't want to miss this. Love broke through before we're all done. Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us. And again, if you miss any part of it, get the podcast. We are there wherever podcasts are. And if you want to drop us an email, kmcradio@gmail.com. I answer all of them personally. Nobody else reads my email. I do all of that. And we are so thrilled to have you with us. And don't forget, I'm socially available, too. Go find us on social media. Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live, coming right back. In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a five-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which again is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint, and you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k. Taking physical possession today, it's 100% legal and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint and find out how to put precious metals in your hands tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm very, very athletic. I play ice hockey 2 or 3 days a week. You know, I'm in good shape for my age. You know, I keep up with the young kids, but, you know, I get tired, muscles get sore, I'm achy. So I noticed, just by taking this product for a month, I'm not as tired as I used to be or fatigued. Muscles feel good. I feel like my stamina is better than it was. I just feel better than I did, and I wasn't really complaining before.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right. Very glad to have you with us. Kevin McCullough with you per usual. And someone who has been with us pretty regularly on Tuesdays for the last few years is none other than New York Post columnist Carol Markowitz, who has only recently made public something she had told some of her friends, yours and yours truly included, just weeks to months earlier. And that is that she has made a big announcement about what she's doing and where she's going. And it is not to be thought of as just a casual decision. This is actually something that is the direct outgrowth of policies here in the New York area. Carol Markowitz, one of our favorites. Welcome back. Good to have you. Happy New Year.
Hi, Kevin. Happy New Year.
So you've written recently, just a couple of weeks ago, you are packing up the kids. You are relocating. You're going to Florida.
Yep.
I don't think this is a happy decision for you in terms of some place that you want to be abandoning New York. But this is something that you and your husband felt like you were kind of forced into.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's very mixed emotions. We were definitely planning to live in New York for our entire lives. We had no plans to leave. We were going to raise our kids in Brooklyn and retire to Manhattan, as I like to say. And we feel like we were pushed out. And the reason that our move is a story, the reason that, you know, it was, I wrote multiple columns about it and it's been on the news and et cetera, is because it's happening to people all over the country. They're being pushed out of these crazy places. They can't take it anymore. They were going to live their lives in these blue areas. They were going to put up with a lot. People say to me all the time, like, oh, you know, did you move to Florida for the taxes or for the weather? And I always say, look, Florida always had good weather. Florida always had lower taxes. It's not because of that. I was going to deal with a lot to stay in New York. What I could not deal with is putting my kids through the current COVID insanity. That was where I drew the line, and they kept crossing that line, and eventually we just had to go.
Yeah. Well, and it does not look like, sadly, that line is going to be erased anytime soon, though you would hope with the appointment of a new governor and the election of a new mayor that maybe there would be some upsides, maybe some people would have common sense, kind of come back to their senses. But even as recently as last night, Carol, governor of New Jersey announcing that he is going to mask kids indefinitely in the public schools in that part of the tri-state area. And he was kind of embarrassed because his own state Senate leader had to come back and say, but we're not sure we're going to grant you any extension of your emergency powers to do that. And this just plays into this overall big arching picture that you've painted precisely over the last few years in terms of the overreach of government. Let me ask you, if this is the approach that they take and they continue to lose, what happens to the great places like New York City and the great states of New Jersey and New York?
I wonder about that. I really do think people will continue to leave. I mean, we're seeing, the exit migration from these states like California, New York, where it's happening. People are leaving and they've had enough and they can't take it anymore. My kids have only, you know, school started here on Wednesday. They've been in school maskless. I mean, they have not been in school maskless since March 2020.
Wow.
Just the idea that they're living like completely normal lives here it really hurts me to think about the kids that aren't. I'm grateful that my kids have that opportunity, but I absolutely think of every single child living in blue states, which deny science, deny all data, continue to mask kids as young as two. You know, there was a study out in Britain, and it was in the BBC today. I mean, not a conservative publication,
right,
showing that masking has no effect at all in schools whatsoever. They compared schools that mask to schools that don't. Absolutely no statistical effect whatsoever. And like, it's not new. It's not like we just learned this in January of 2022. We've known this all along. We've known this because countries around the world have not masked children, and we have, and yet we continue to do it even though there's no evidence whatsoever it stops spread at all.
Well, even to that extent, Carol, I don't know if you paid much attention to the opening arguments of the Supreme Court on the vaccine case last week, but oh my goodness, the three center-left justices presenting mountain loads of false information into the record, one of which Ms. Sotomayor said that there are 100,000 children hospitalized with COVID across the country, and therefore we have to keep vigilant. And And the number is maybe 5 children for every 100,000 adults.
Right.
There's only 119,000 people hospitalized in the country right now with COVID. She said many of them are on ventilators. Ventilators are largely not used in COVID treatment anymore. I mean, Carol, if the justices of the Supreme Court aren't being briefed properly on this, it seems very difficult for parents who want to try to do a good job to get good information.
Yes, that's absolutely true. The mania has overtaken every part of the left from top to bottom, and it's visible. You can see it. When I talk about masking, and I have, you know, liberal parents who say, like, no, they need to mask to keep them safe. And I point out that it's people on the left, you know, Dr. Wen, who goes on CNN, she's, you know, kind of insane about COVID, but she says cloth masks don't work and surgical masks don't work.
Right.
So only N95 masks have any effect whatsoever on spread, and they don't make those in kids' sizes. And it's like the mania is just like, well, maybe we should make them in kids' sizes. Well, maybe we shouldn't. Maybe we should just stop this craziness here.
I don't know if it's true or not. I'm still working on the research behind it, but I got a report today that Omicron may not even be a direct variant of the original COVID SARS-V2 virus strain, meaning that even though it's helping to fight with the antibodies that people are getting from Omicron, that it's fighting the Delta and fighting the Alpha variants, that it might just be another coronavirus type, which we also have in the form of the common cold every year. And I couldn't think, if this turns out to be true, Carol, I couldn't think of a more appropriate ending for the narrative than to say that the common cold cured COVID in the end, because it stopped people from getting it and developed herd immunity. Let me ask you this. The troubles that the more controlled states have, and you've written openly about your family's history coming from another country. Do you see any parallels to the types of power that are being abused in blue states and what your family escaped from in the former Soviet Union?
Yeah, and I've said this. It's like, you know, I've been asked my whole life, do you think this is like the Soviet Union? Do you think this is like the Soviet Union? And every time I would be like, no, that's crazy. Why? No, this is a free country. It's not even comparable. But in the COVID era is the first time that I've seen so many similarities. I mean, just on a really basic level, like the things you can and cannot say, like things that you are not allowed to question, things that will get you tossed off of social media, which I get that they're a private company, but they're the town square. That's shutting down of speech. And we've gotten to where you're not allowed to say certain things, and that's really terrifying. I think that the idea of cancel culture during this pandemic has been very reminiscent of, like, the stories that my family tells me about Soviet times and about how neighbors would report on neighbors. I mean, all of that happened. It happened.
Yep.
It happened in my, you know, in Brooklyn. I saw it all the time. People would report to the police that people next door were having a party in, you know, summer of 2020. It was really wild. And I've definitely seen the power grab in a way that I had never seen before, and I cannot believe that Americans of any kind, liberal Americans, conservative Americans, I can't believe any Americans are standing for it.
It's been jarring to watch happen. Carol Markowitz, thank you for keeping your eye on it for us, and thanks for being
thank
with us.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
You got
thank
it.
You.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
Coming to theaters January 21st, Redeeming Love.
Let's hop on one of those ships and sail away.
Why don't you think about where we would go?
Far. I was just thinking about my mother. Shattered.
You are not here.
What's your pleasure, mister?
The truth is, I didn't come here for
that. You have been broken, your innocence.
Redeeming Love, based on the best-selling novel by Francine Rivers.
That's Angel, finest girl west of the Rockies.
A life-changing story of the power of relentless love and perseverance. Redeeming Love shows there is no brokenness. Love can't heal.
That way is home. Your choice.
Redeeming Love. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Be in theaters January 21st. Go to RedeemingLoveMovie.com.
Brand new from beloved author Ivan Quiñones comes a new children's book, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, available now in paperback or Kindle from the Amazon Marketplace. One satisfied parent said, "The story is quite intriguing. The way it develops leaves you waiting for the next adventure. Magnificent Ian is such a fun book. I would highly recommend it for children grades 2 through 5. Another said, "I barely got the book out of the package and my son immediately grabbed it and ran off to read it." In Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, Ian finds a secret lab in the middle of an active volcanic island, run by a crazy scientist who tasks him with widening a secret tunnel. There's suspense, action, adventure, and a lesson about integrity. Available now on the Amazon Marketplace and the Amazon Kindle Store. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab from author Ivan Quiñones in paperback and Kindle form. Get your copy today. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore, and I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back, and it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you back with us. And as we are often glad to do, glad to welcome Kristen B. Tate back to the microphone, because she is keeping her eye on a number of things that you may not be aware of if you do not read her stuff or follow her on social media on a regular basis. And she's a newly minted fellow at the Independent Women's Forum, which we love around these parts. IWF is doing great work. And, you know, we're in some pretty interesting times, given that, you know, the vaccine mandate got ruled unconstitutional, the filibuster looks like it's going to survive. We've got this crazy H.R. 1 voting bill that's probably going to be shot down because they don't have the votes for it. And that's just scratching the surface in terms of some of the problems we still have going deeper into the year. And you were talking about how those problems are exhibiting themselves in cities specifically.
Right. Well, first, to your first point, and if you look at nearly every measure of life in the United States, it's gotten worse since he got into office, whether you look at inflation or the job market or the handling of the pandemic. And, you know, this should have been easy for him. He waltzed in right as the vaccine was being created. He could have gotten people back to work and had, you know, a nice economic boom. But this guy is just so incompetent. But yeah, you know, we're seeing failures of liberals at all levels of government, especially at the city level, where things are just pure insanity right now. You look at San Francisco and LA, and you just have really criminals really running the place. I tweeted a video or a series of videos yesterday, or I retweeted them, showing just all of these packages, and I mean thousands of packages, and garbage all over the side of these railway tracks where people's mail is being delivered into LA. So you just have criminals running free, stealing people's packages by the thousands. You have homeless tents and encampments set up in all cities at this point. You have drugs being used right out in the open in San Francisco and LA, along with human feces. And in New York City, it's about to get much worse there because they elected this loon to be DA who says he won't even put people in jail unless they commit homicide or a handful of other crimes. I am so sick, Kevin, of these liberals who live in doorman protected buildings continue to vote for these nuts who then ruin their cities. Then these liberals, when it gets bad enough that they notice, they pack up and they move to Texas and Florida and continue to make the same mistakes over and over. It's infuriating. These people do not understand the consequences of far left liberalism, and it's destroying our cities.
I'm curious as to your thoughts. There's a little bit of controversy this last week of Florida residents basically posting signs saying, hey, if you're moving here because you want to become like us, that's fine, but don't bring your garbage to our state, basically.
Absolutely. I completely agree with that. You know, if I could be dictator of the state of Texas, I would say everyone who moves here needs to take a test. You need to pass a test to see that, you know, to see if you align with Texas values to come into our state. We have a saying here that's don't California our Texas. And you know, it's really depressing. All these tech companies are moving here to Texas and bringing their workforces. Meta, which is the company that owns Facebook, is renting out 33 floors in Austin, Texas's largest skyscraper, and moving thousands of Californians over to our state so they can proceed to destroy it and make it into California. It's just absolutely infuriating.
You know, they moved there because they like the tax advantages and they like the standard of living and they like all of that. But they don't realize that that's public policy that made it that way. And if you vote against the policy that's established there, you're going to find yourself in the exact same spot you were in the last place that you just left.
Right. Well, you know, when it comes to upper income liberals, they are sort of insulated from a lot of the impacts of the garbage policies they vote for. I mean, look, they send their kids to private schools. They live in doorman protected buildings. So, you know, they're not necessarily connecting the dots. I certainly don't think liberals want more crime. They just don't understand the outcomes of these nuts that they're voting for. And they're kind of just focused on making themselves feel good, like good, compassionate, empathetic people by promoting these woke policies that actually do great destruction to the most vulnerable. I mean, look at the people stuck in New York who can't afford to leave, the low-income families. Yeah. They can't live in doorman protected buildings. They can't just pack up and move to Florida. These are the people who are going to be really hurt by this criminals run wild policy being put in place by the new woke DA. It's really tragic.
Well, there's an effort now to recall him, and that's underway, and we hope that will be something that works out. Certainly the new mayor is in a situation that he's going to have to either stand with his law enforcement or he's going to have to capitulate on this DA. I don't think he can stay one foot in each camp the way he's tried to thus far. Anyway, Kristen B. Tate, always appreciate your insights on what's going on. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Kev. Always a pleasure joining your show.
Kevin McCullough coming right back.
Coming to theaters January 21st, Redeeming Love.
Let's hop on one of those ships and sail away.
Why don't you think about where we would go?
Far. I was just thinking about my mother. Shattered. You are not
here. What's your pleasure, mister?
The truth is, I didn't come here for that. You have been broken,
you're innocent. Redeeming Love, based on the best-selling novel by Francine Rivers.
That's Angel, finest girl west of the Rockies.
A life-changing story of the power of relentless love and perseverance. Redeeming Love shows there is no brokenness. Love can't heal.
That way is home, your choice.
Redeeming Love. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters January 21st. Go to RedeemingLoveMovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Brand new from beloved author Ivan Quiñones comes a new children's book, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, available now in paperback or Kindle from the Amazon Marketplace. One satisfied parent said, "The story is quite intriguing. The way it develops leaves you waiting for the next adventure. Magnificent Ian is such a fun book. I would highly recommend it for children grades 2 through 5. Another said, "I barely got the book out of the package and my son immediately grabbed it and ran off to read it." In Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, Ian finds a secret lab in the middle of an active volcanic island, run by a crazy scientist who tasks him with widening a secret tunnel. There's suspense, action, adventure, and a lesson about integrity. Available now on the Amazon Marketplace and the Amazon Kindle Store. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab from author Ivan Quiñones in paperback and Kindle form. Get your copy today. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I ended up getting a cold after Thanksgiving, and usually it always goes to my chest. Not even a usually, it just always goes to my chest, and I end up having to go to the doctor. This time I took 9 of the balance of nature for 2 days, and it totally cleared up. I was very impressed, because every time I've gotten a cold for the past 5 years, it goes into my chest. And it didn't. It cleared up right away.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby loves me. No one but me.
And now back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
One of the people that we are speaking to on a regular basis in the new year is not actually a stranger to the Kevin McCullough microphone, because she did join us a couple of times in 2020, but more consistently, 2021 rather, more consistently here in 2022, Jane Ann Benaira is going to be with us, fitness expert, consultant, kind of life coach, yogi instructor, lots of other things, boxer. She's probably run a marathon. She's probably played ice hockey. I mean, everything that I can't do, I think she's done. But Jane Ann, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Love being back. Thanks, Kevin.
You got it. I watch your Instagram sometimes and I go, man, am I a wimp? and I think part of it is that you have over the course of time said to yourself, you're not going to let yourself be weighed down by things that your mind says you can't do or shouldn't do. And we talked a little bit about that last time in terms of resolutions. But part of I think fitness for what we're going to deal with in this next year isn't just the new things that we attempt, but maybe letting go of some of those things that aren't working so well. And you've got a story along those lines.
I do. You know how my mind works. I was making, and you'll appreciate this because I know you're a foodie. Not that this is a foodie
yes.
thing. But
yes, yes.
Lessons learned in the kitchen, I guess. And I was in the, making my kiddos some breakfast in the morning. And I found myself scraping peanut butter out of, when the peanut butter's completely out.
Oh, I hate that. And they're like, it's just stuck in the crevices in the very bottom of the jar.
Exactly.
And
but because I'm a good budgeter, I try to get that last little bit out of that crevice
every single time. Am I right?
Yes.
Every single.
Amen.
So I find myself scraping the bottom, trying different knives. You know, even the spatula, which never really fits. And I found myself doing this and thinking to myself, man, wouldn't life be easier if I just threw this away? And I heard my voice saying, that's called letting it go.
Mm.
Letting it go. And things that don't serve you, right? So that's a very simplistic example, but the brain loves patterns, is what I've learned, including patterns of misery, maybe even more so.
Mm.
And it would be so much easier to think about resolutions in the terms of, what if I just noticed small things or big things that we all do, which means the patterns that you established and notice, but you still choose the same ones that never work out in the end.
Hmm.
It's like thinking that you can try the same things with and expect different results.
Well, wasn't it... Well, I forget who it was, but I think it's largely attributed to Einstein. But now I'm drawing a blank on the phrase. To do the same thing over and over again, isn't that the definition of insanity when it's not working?
Yes.
And expecting different results at the end of the...
It's exactly when I thought of this peanut butter. Now I'm calling it my peanut butter meditation. and I thought of it in exactly the same way when I was realizing this habit, and how, of course, this is so relatable. We all do this. And this is a very small definition, but there's major ways that we're all doing the same thing. And I thought the same thing. I'm like, I've heard this before, actually. And you know I love crazy.
Yes.
So, because that is relatable. We all have a little bit of insanity in us. And I think that's actually, honestly, use that as a tool.
So let me ask you a practical question then, because if we took the time to evaluate what we do as we go throughout our day on a given day, any given week, maybe just set it up as an exercise, go through this week and take notice of things that aren't working and so forth. What have you found a secret to eliminating them?
Ooh, this is good. Thank you for asking. This is a small thing. You know, I love small implemental changes.
Yes.
So small thing that I've been reminded of this last week, and I know it works, is write down. So notice that. Write down not only what you want, speaking of a month of resolutions, but also, more importantly, write down what you've already become. So a reminder, maybe even one of my friends who appreciates so much with his wisdom, he one time told me to write myself a letter in the morning and a letter at night. It takes you 5 minutes. You store it on your phone and read it, because it's a reminder on the positive, right? Like, I can write down, I've become a yoga instructor. I've had children. I've, you know, the positive in your life, because your mind will quickly go to the negative.
Mm.
Speaking of the peanut butter meditation, one reason I feel like that's a powerful story in a small way to remind people of is, one, if you heard that story and every time you pulled out a jar of peanut butter, you thought of it and reflected on it. That's a small little thing that could...
Oh, now you put it in my brain. I'm not going to be able not to.
Exactly. I actually had another friend that told me about something that put little stickers around their house, like on the ceiling, on the drawer. And what he did every time he saw one of those stickers was a reminder of the thing, of his accomplishment, not only his accomplishments, but also his goals towards what he wants to achieve. That's attainable. That's relatable. And it's just a powerful way to train your mind. Instead of like what we talked about last week, letting the mind tell you the opposite.
Yeah. Now, this is good stuff. And I think that you're right. It is such a simple illustration. And yet there are things like that backed up in our lives that we don't even realize probably by the dozens per day that we engage in that just aren't working right. And if we just made a slight tweak, it'd be very simple to reduce probably a lot of stress.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. And Gina, and we appreciate you. Any final thoughts before we say goodbye?
Final thoughts as always, is be kind. Get out and move every single day, no matter how small it is, just a little movement every day. And on top of that, another advice I always give, because you know this, I've said this before on your show and to you personally, is to reach out to those connections. The people that make you feel good, stick with them.
It's the development of a tribe that you want to be with, as opposed to the one that you've told yourself you have to be with in the past.
Oh, yeah.
And look, everyone that listens to me, friends, you're listening right now, you know that I'm not meaning that to be more than what it is. I'm not saying walk out on a marriage that's difficult or anything else. What I'm saying is put those people in your space that you can grow with and help grow as well. And I think that you'll find a much more rewarding cycle at the end of all of that. Anyway, Jane Ann, always fun. Follow her on Instagram at Yogini AJ.
Yogina.
That's it. Yogini J.A. We'll get it right someday. Like that jar of peanut butter. All right, Jane Ann, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a 2-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a 2-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which again is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint, and you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k. Taking physical possession today, it's 100% legal and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint and find out how to put precious metals in your hands tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right, finally tonight, back to the music spotlight. Here is Toby Mac and Love Broke Through on Radio Night Live.
I'm not afraid to
feature every week on Radio Night Live. Glad to have you with us each week, Kevin McCullough. You miss any part of the show, go get it. The podcast is available and in increasing demand. SoundCloud, iTunes, Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Audible, and more. You can't miss it. And it's always free, never behind a paywall. Kevin McCullough, thanking you so much for being with us. We'll see you next time.